you should check the weather in your local area before doing any water sports, because it can vary. The wind direction can vary, and indeed you can have offshore winds on one side of a peninsula and onshore winds on the other, and you need to consider them if you're doing any kind of water sports this weekend. Now, it is St. Patrick's. We all love St. Patrick's. I'm looking forward to taking part in the St. Patrick's Parade in Dublin on Monday. But do not mix alcohol and water sports, and especially don't mix alcohol and swimming. Alcohol obviously has a major effect on your body. And consider that the following morning, when you know, if you're one of these people that have decided you're going to swim every day of the year, and that's great, and a lot of people get it's very positive for people and they get a lot out of it. But if you've consumed alcohol the night before, that needs to be a factor that you think of when you go swimming in the fall, in the next morning. You'll always check the weather with swimming as well, and checking tides and the surf conditions, especially on the West Coast. But just if you have consumed alcohol, please be very careful around any water sports or swimming.
And I suppose a key point you raised there is that these water safety appeals, they're not about issuing people or urging people to stay away from the water. It's by all means encouraging them, but it's just about being trying to encourage people to be as prepared and plan as much ahead as possible, and just be aware that things may be subject to change in terms of weather conditions and wind conditions. And that's kind of what's about, just getting people to think a little bit, just to be aware of what could happen ahead of this weekend.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And I mean, like, we want people to enjoy our coast and to enjoy our inland waterways, but a little bit of planning goes a long way. Even simple stuff like, if something does go wrong, do you know what to do? I mean, the simple answer there is to phone 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. But do you have a means to contact the Coast Guard? If you're going out in a boat, has the person in charge of the boat actually briefed you on the safety equipment on that boat and what to do in the case of an emergency? A little bit of planning ahead. We do have settled weather, but settled weather can make us a little bit complacent, and we think, oh, well, the weather's fine, so everything else will be fine. But just that little bit of planning ahead and figuring out what will we do in such and such a scenario, and where is the equipment? Because it's a bit like a fire extinguisher in your house. You don't want to be looking for it if something goes wrong. You want to know where it is,